Very excited about our next guest joining us. He's got a new book out called First Things First, The Rules of Being a Warner. And, of course, First Things First is the charity, the foundation that Kurt Warner and his wife Brenda have set up. He is the starting quarterback for your Arizona Cardinals, and he joins us right now on Sports 620 KTAR. Kurt, Mark, and John, how you doing, man?
I am doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. An author now. All these things you've done, now you're an author as well, huh?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to take a whole bunch of credit for that, but it was fun putting it together and sharing a little bit more of the story.
You've done a lot of this stuff. I remember when I was in your Ultimate Football Experience a few years ago, and everyone kind of got a goodie bag for being in it, and there were some videos and some kid stuff and about First Things First, and this has all been very near and dear to you and your wife's hearts, and kind of promoting Christian values with different experiences you guys have had in your lives, right?
Exactly. It's all about that. Ever since we've gotten this platform, it's been about sharing what's most important to us and how we do that. That's one of the things that I think people are intrigued by, is the whole NFL thing and how people deal with everything that comes around it. And one of the neat things has been my wife and I have kind of done this together. A lot of people have seen her from day one, and she's been a part of the story, and people have kind of grown with not only the two of us, but with our family as well. And so we thought, what a great opportunity to share how we do it, how we do the marriage thing, how we do the family thing, and the raising of kids in the midst of the craziness of the NFL. So I think the book came out great. I think it's a fun read. I think anybody can enjoy it. You don't have to be a huge football fan, although there's some football stuff in it, but it's more how that relates to family as opposed to just, breaking down the box score, telling it play by play.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. Quality time that you spend with your family is second to none. I just did 9 days in Italy and Rome and Florence and Venice with my with my three daughters. And, you just can't replace that. That's the stuff that helps the kids. What's that?
Did you get me a shot glass?
I got Ash a shot glass.
But not me?
Hey, we can share.
I know that you collected shot glasses.
I don't. I was just listening earlier, so I...
All right, hold on.
I
got you a shot glass.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
I just took it.
Hey, I might have an Italia shirt for you, but I don't think either one of us, me or you, is fitting. Those Italian guys are small. You know what I'm saying?
They are. But my son loves soccer, so I bet he would love the Italian shirt.
Very nice.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll get one for you, no doubt about it. All right, give me an example. I mean, I'm big with family too, and I've got a long, long relationship with my wife. We've got three great kids, and I concentrate on work and family. But give me an example in the book, something that really stands out to you on why it's important to spend so much time with your family.
Well, I think one of the examples is, in this day and age, there's busyness of life, having seven kids, all different ages. There's so many different activities. You hear about families nowadays that are running from here to there and taking their kids to this activity or involved in some kind of traveling team and are all over the country, and mom and dad have to split up. And one of the things we try to do is bring back the value of spending dinner time together as a family. And that's one of the things that we try to do every evening, is we get all the kids, they understand that we want to be home if at all possible. We want everybody around the dinner table. We sit there, we communicate, the siblings get to know each other and communicate about what's going on. We share the favorite part of our day. We go around the table and share the favorite part of our day. And that's one, I think, one of the neat things, because I think it's very rare in this day and age that whole families will sit down and enjoy a meal together. And I think so much years and years ago, so much of the family atmosphere was built around the table and around mealtime. And we've tried to instill that in our family, and I think it's paid huge dividends for us.
We are visiting with Kurt Warner, starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, here on Sports 620 KTAR. The new book is called First Things First, The Rules of Being a Warner. And he has a book signing tonight, actually, coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes at the Walmart Supercenter on North Dobson in Mesa. For more information, and any way you want to get involved, always go to the website, kurtwarner.org. Kurt, I wanted to get your thoughts, because it was 10 years ago, 1999. You're in the Super Bowl, and you're playing the Titans, and it comes down to the last minute, and you guys win, and they're a yard away, and it was one of the great Super Bowls we've seen, and you've been a part of a couple of those now. Unfortunately, this past weekend, a murder of Steve McNair, the guy you went against in that Super Bowl. And I just want to have you talk about, the competitor that Steve was out on the field, because, you guys were, both vying for that first Super Bowl title. You were the one that ended up getting it, and from everything we've read and heard, Steve was a great competitor.
Great competitor and a great person. You know, I was fortunate, like you said, 10 years ago to meet Steve for the first time, compete against him, and get to know him. You know, we built a relationship at that time, and, you know, we've been in touch over the years, been involved with a number of the same types of things. And, you know, like you said, a competitor, I don't think, you know, they get any better. You know, big, strong quarterback, willing to do anything, whether it's throw the football, run the football, whatever it is, he would do it to win. And, you know, played through a lot of pain, played through a lot of injuries, and really was a tremendous leader. And he was the same in the community, a guy that I remember going out to the JB Awards a couple years ago, and he won the big prize as far as giving back to your community. And that's the kind of guy he was, very humble, very soft-spoken, very giving, and a tremendous competitor, kind of a quiet leader, and really respected him both on and off the football field. And what a tragedy to hear just a few days ago what had happened. And I know that everybody in the NFL family and everybody that knows him, including his direct family, is mourning the loss of a great man.
It's tough because the public persona of Steve, you know, the way he died, the details that are, you know, coming out about, you know, the relationship with the girl and stuff, unfortunately, you know, you're a family man, but it does change his public persona a little bit, especially that's like considered like the Bible Belt area, and I know, you know, a lot of people are very upset out there. So that's the tough thing, you know, and it's hard to judge people, and you don't want to judge people, but I know his reputation's taken a little bit of a hit over it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you never want to jump to any conclusions, and I definitely don't want to in this situation, especially in light of the situation and the way his family's hurting and all of that. All I can speak for is the kind of person that I knew and the kind of competitor he was when I was involved with him, and I've got nothing but high grades for him in that regard, and I know that's how I'm going to remember him, and wouldn't want any assumptions or wrong impressions to dictate how I remember him and what I thought of him.
We are less than a month away from Flagstaff. I know we're excited. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it as well. And you've had, you know, somewhat of your off time. You're chomping at the bit to get back out there?
You know, I am. Just been really busy this off season, doing a lot of great stuff, a lot of fun stuff, but really busy. And I'm one of those guys that always looks forward to training camp because I know where I'm going to be from one day to the next. I know what I'm going to be doing, and I know there's going to be no distractions. I can just focus in on football. And so I am excited. You know, I'm ready to get back out there. I think in light of everything you hear through the off season and everybody talking about the Super Bowl and that run, you know, it keeps you excited about the game and keeps you excited about the possibilities moving forward. And I think the expectations are high, and I like it that way, and I'm excited to get back to work with the fellas.
I know you have some other book signings coming up as well, not just the one tonight, right?
Exactly. We're going to be doing a number of book signings tomorrow. Like you said, KurtWarner.org, you can find out all the details. I think we have three more tomorrow. So I just encourage everybody to get out and take a look at the book. I think they'll enjoy it, whether, like I said, they're a football fan, whether they're in some type of relationship, marriage, or raising kids. I think it speaks to people in a lot of different stages. So I hope a lot of people come out, not necessarily for the signings, but come out and grab the book and take a read.
All right, I'll trade you a shot glass from Venice for a book.
You're going to trade me acid shot glass?
No, I'm trading my own.
You're trading your own.
I'll trade it for you. I don't want it. It's not that nice. I mean, he only spent €4 on it.
Oh, well, I don't know. The book's probably worth a little bit more than that.
I think so. The book probably like 12, 15 euros over there.
Give me a second shot glass.
Dude, hey, €4 is like 20 American bucks with the dollar these days. Come on.
All right. We could probably do that.
All right, Kurt. Hey, good talking to you. We'll see you up in Flagstaff in about a month, okay?
Great, guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Kurt Warner.